You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. Your boy DJ Jesse Jenny. We're here with writer, rapper, producer, Grammy nominated, Young Berg in the house.
Yeah, that music was epic. Y'all intro was epic. I like it.
Welcome for coming, finally.
Yeah, I'm here.
We got Miss Queen.
What's good? I'm in the building, and ladies, you know I'm going to get it in with Berg. I'm excited to be here.
She pretty.
Sean Allen.
What's up?
All right. So, Young, we're going to get into your music, but before we do that, we have some topics that on Twitter that have been going around that we need to, you know, just kind of touch on.
Let's get it.
Sip that Henny.
So the thing is Black Hollywood Live has a cousin site, and it's called AfterBuzz TV, and I do the Love & Hip Hop after show. So the thing is I was watching Love & Hip Hop this week, right?
Mm-hmm. Trending topic on Twitter.
And then the next day, I wake up, and there's a whole bunch of things going on Twitter.
Right, right. Let's talk about it.
Now, the situation with Hazel.
Uh-huh.
I feel you've been very upfront with her.
Check.
You say, hey, you know what? I like what's going on here. I'm getting the cake, and we're chilling. But all the other stuff, I'm good.
Yeah.
So, now, she came out in an interview this week and said that she doesn't feel that the relationship is actually portrayed. She feels like you're not with a bunch of girls every day of the week because you're with her every day recording in the studio.
Right. I haven't actively spoke to Hazel in approximately like 4 months, like off the show. Like when we get in the show, like we have our situations and we have our things that we have to handle. But like personally, I haven't spoke to her in 4 months. Like she's going for the delusional woman of the year award.
She coming for Carly Red.
I don't know about all that. I can just speak on my situation because like I think that the show like. When you get down to the bottom of it, like, without me giving anything away, what's going to happen, like, I had a girlfriend who, her name is Joy, who was Bow's baby mother, like, and she was my girlfriend on the show. Now, whatever her situation is, the show and her parted ways. But at the same token, Hazel was there throughout the whole time of me having a girlfriend on the show and all this other stuff. She makes it seem like we've been dating for 8 years, but
I... No, 10.
Oh, but okay, 10, 20, 50, whatever this case is. But at the real talk is... I haven't lived in California. I've only lived in California for a year now. Like, I used to live here previously, but I went abroad. I lived in Miami for 2 years. I lived in Atlanta for 2 years. So I'm really just getting back. And, like, she put this whole thing together in her mind. Like, she loves me.
Now, was this going on in her mind before the show had started filming? Kind of, a little bit?
I can't really say that because her and my brother who manages her or whatever, like, he knows what the real is. She knows what the real is. And, like, we were never working on her project or nothing. I tried to stay as far away from the project as I could. But with my brother being a part of it, I did say that I would give her a record or do something like that. So that kind of where that energy comes from. But as far as anything else, like, she might be one. I really want to go crazy. But she a woman, and I respect women. And, you know, like, with me being who I am, I definitely know I'm on a fine line of what I can and can't say because I'm very judged by, like, I'm like Tim Tebow. I'm polarizing. Either you really fuck with me or you really don't. And for whatever reason you want to pick, like, it's no gray area with me. So I got to pick and choose my words very wisely with all the big people that I'm working with and all the things I got going and all the momentum I have now.
True. Now, with Hazel, you have the situation where this past episode, well, not with Hazel, let's just with Love & Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
You decide to put yourself on reality TV. What was that choice like for you?
You know, my life is a walking reality show. So at the end of the day, like, I've been, like, exposed to the public for a while now. Right. Like, you know, like, I grew up in the age of the YouTube world star ages. So, like, you pretty much seen my whole fucking life with me. You've witnessed my rises, my falls, my peaks and valleys, everything that comes along with being me. So this was just nothing. And I just knew that I had the swag. Like, I had to talk. I had to, you know, I had to finesse. And I was flamboyant enough to be able to do what I need to do on this television screen and really come across and like Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, like, it's just meant for me. Yeah, like, and I was physically involved with several female that were in the cast, so it's almost like, you know, like, this is a good look, you know, like,
yo,
I can get this off.
I don't mean to interrupt anything, but at the end of the day, the whole situation with Hazel, yo, I'ma keep it 100.
Right.
Hazel, he's telling you straight up and down, you're not it. Women, we always ask for a man to be honest with us. Berg can't come no more honest.
I mean,
the motherfucker sat there and said, yo, come on, boo, you know I have a bitch on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday. You see I'm in white today on Sunday. I'm taking a break, but I'm sitting here with you. Basically, you're the throwback. At the end of the day, I'm really keeping it 100.
And I'm sure she knew what it was when she signed up.
She knew what it was when she started fucking with him. Right. You chose to stay for all those years that you've been jumping on him.
You,
when he high and he drunk and you hitting him up, he been fucking you for mad long. Of course he gonna tell you to come through. That's what you don't want is.
No, see, but look, when I describe that scene or whatever, because like that's everybody's favorite quote. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, I got one liners through the whole fucking season. Like y'all are gonna die laughing with me. But that's really in reference to I'm in a love pentagon. I'm not in a, like, some people are in a love triangle. Like, I'm in a love pentagon. So when I say like, yo, I'm with this girl on Monday, this girl on Tuesday, this girl on Wednesday, it's really summing up all the sides of the pentagon and letting people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like she knew about the pentagon before we got started. And you know, even on the show, like, there's several women that I've had physical
that
relationships
you're fucking
with.
Well, wait, say it.
Hold up. Is one of these is one of your dots in the pentagram?
Pentagon.
I mean, at this point, it's a pentagram. We done drawn a circle around the star. There was a picture released of you and Tierra Marie that looked like y'all was a little cupcakey.
My bae. You know, that's my boo. But like, we ain't fucking. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, we got some things that's come reveal themselves on the show that y'all gonna be thoroughly entertained with and like really happy about. You know,
wow,
but we're not fucking.
That.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even do that because we have other things intertwined. Not to say that she's not a good looking woman, because of course she's attractive, but her titties are humongous. But. It is what it is.
You fucking Masika?
You know, I can't really talk about that either because that kind of deals into the storyline. But what I can say, me and Masika have been friends for a really long time. You know what I'm saying? And
he's sucking that pussy.
I mean,
anyway,
I don't know. You gotta watch the show. It's crazy.
I know you're still filming until November. It's all good. We're not gonna make you ruin any scenes or anything like that. I already got in trouble for that.
Oh yeah. Oh, and this the other thing you talked about. You touched on me and Hazel, like, only having sex when I'm drunk and I'm high. Like, I got a lot of different names for her. Like, but one of my favorite ones is 4 a.m. I call her Melanie Fiona
because
I only show up at 4 a.m. You know, like, she has office hours and they begin at 4 a.m. and they end at like 5:45, you know, right before daybreak, I assume.
Damn.
Wow. What?
Some people, I just don't understand why some people do reality TV. Like, no shade on Hazel, because, like, the thing is, like, I feel really bad watching the show. I feel really bad for her. Between Tierra, between you, I'm just looking at this girl like, Jesus, where's Ayanla? Like,
right.
This girl needs to come
in her life. I feel bad for her.
But what I really feel bad is, like, social media. How did you take to social media and, like, the memes, getting memes made about you, GIFs made about you? I mean, and then I'm just looking at Hazel like, damn, girl, you're gonna have a rough season.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Is that hard for you?
Nah, just watching the memes, you know, because, like, as a woman, like, you know, I feel bad that she's getting called out on all her flaws and, like, you know, that shit is kind of bad. But me personally,
motherfucker, you added to it.
Wait, she no, but she tweeted a nude photo of you.
No, so okay, let's get to that.
Go
all
ahead.
Right, so look. This is what the crazy thing is that one, before we get to the delusional part, like, this new photo or whatever new photo is has existed since 2007.
Right, right.
Like, if you look at this photo, I'm holding a BlackBerry Curve. Like, we have iPhone 6 is out right now.
Right.
Well, it was really leaked, and like, I had really bad relationship with my management prior at that time, you know, and there were people that it just went bad for me, and they really wanted to slander my career in any different kind of way. Now, mind you, that picture came out in 2007. I've had multiple hit records. I've fucked several women. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You've never heard that. I got groupie tales. I got motherfucking sex tapes with Jenna Shays and all these other different people, and she's telling everybody I'm the best fuck she ever had in her whole damn career of fucking rappers or entertainment people. So my thing is just like, that's one thing. I know what my situation is, but deeper than that, it's like, hey, so you mean to tell me for 8 years, you've been sitting on some dick that you don't even like all this time that you want to discredit and laugh about and joke about. And deeper than that, what's so fucked up is that through this whole season, she's chasing this dick that she doesn't like throughout the whole thing. And it's just like, it's unfortunate, you know?
Why do girls do that?
I'm just kidding.
I just want to always know that. They be putting them up on a pedestal, and then as soon as it's done, all these
things. Me and her have laughed about this same image years ago because it came out while I was living in LA. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is not, like, for everybody else, it might be something to them, but I'm just like, shit, this is old.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm a big girl or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But don't sleep on the little dudes. It doesn't even matter what size the dick is. Them the motherfuckers who can get up on the bed and climb in the pussy. So, at the end of the day, I really don't have a problem with your size and nothing, because obviously you slaying bitches, because you do not have one lack of pussy. You love pussy, yeah. And pussy is always coming to you. So, you know, I'm saying, yo, swing your dick, swing it. I'm looking them up and down, because I could take them down, too, at the end of the day, but I'm too big. But you'll never leave a big girl ever again.
Season two. Stay tuned.
Love and hip-hop. We got to turn from a pentagon to an octagon, bitch.
She, she might fuck it up. She might blow up the pentagon. You never know. She might fuck it up.
Nah, but I think women do that when their feelings are hurt and when their feelings are involved. Yeah. I feel like when they're not getting exactly what it is that they expected from a relationship, they want to try to belittle them as much as possible. But that's just their insecurities and them being hurt. At the end of the day, you could talk about the size of my dick all you want, but you was just sucking it yesterday.
It's been every hole on her body physically except her nose.
Damn. So she heard you coming?
Might as well. But at the same time, like, I'm not here to kill her. That's not what we do. But the thing is that it's just fucked up that she shouldn't have bust that gun so early in the season, because now you got to bear witness that you said that, and you got to watch yourself cry every week. Like, it's physically tears every week. Every time this woman sees me, she cries.
Why you don't hold her down? Like she say, she just asking for you to hold her down.
I mean,
as far as holding her down as well, what does she mean? Does she mean in music, or does she mean hold her down as far as relationship?
She wanted to be in a relationship, but what we all know, and like, what's unfortunate, and I'm sorry, like, I'm not a media darling, like, I'm just blunt and I'm just a real nigga.
That's all we are.
She's not bad enough bitch to be around me like that on a full court, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like,
early in the day.
Yeah, like, she's not that. So, and it's cool. And it's cool.
Before 11 p.m.
Because I was really understanding. I was giving the 4 a.m. look, you know what I'm saying? You can't have the early high noon, but you can get the 4 a.m., you know what I'm saying? You getting a portion of this 24 hours.
That's the bitch you keep in the crib.
Like, my thing is,
I call her clutch. She's clutch.
Guys, so we have a call from Ashley Gray, another Black Hollywood Live host with Reality Check. Ashley, you're on the line with The Beat.
What up, Ashley?
And she hung up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Well, she was about to clock something. I know. For her to have called in right now, I'm looking like... All right, but let's move on from your situation to another Love & Hip Hop situation that just came out. Princess is on Instagram clocking everyone's damn tea. She ain't taking no one. She taking all prisoners. All right, we have Ray J. She posted something out that said, "Not everyone you lose is a loss." I mean, dog girl, like, did you really think you were going to be in a relationship with Ray J?
No.
He loves her.
Really?
Yeah.
He loves her. And I don't even know Princess. Like, I met her, like, maybe said hello once or twice, because, like, I got a strict rule. When you got a girl, I don't even want to talk to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want no miscommunication. I don't want to look at her. I don't want nothing. So I've talked to her, said hello maybe once or twice, but he really loves that woman.
I did her hair for the opening, and I had a chance to converse with her as well. I think she's so sweet and kind. She's not, you know, she's not one of those ratchet, like, type of bitches. She's like, you know, mellow. She's a girl, and I think she loves Ray J too. They probably just fighting right now. She's trying to stab him a little bit with these pictures and stuff.
Social media. You know why I liked her? I mean, Princess, is because she's smart. She said, "I'm gonna be on Love and Hip Hop. Okay, well, I'm gonna get all my ammo just in case."
Shit.
She said, "Tiara, what? Oh, okay. Look at my phone." And then now she's on Instagram talking about Morgan. And this bitch said that Morgan does not even get paid by Ray J. Wow. She said that Morgan works for free, and that she's a madam for prostitutes, and that she basically gets bitches for Ray J.
Wow. Hey,
come fuck with me, Morgan. If that's true, bring her
through. Look at him. You You don't have enough homies, dude.
Nah, I'm saying, you know, you can never have enough.
Dude, how often do you get tested?
Oh, see, this is what the real thing is about. You know, like, some people, like, that have an entourage and that's in the life that I'm living, it might be 100 niggas. It's just 100 bitches with me. That don't mean that I'm fucking all these girls or whatever like that. It ain't, when I broke down the Monday, Tuesday theme, it wasn't that I was fucking a bitch every day. It was more so, I might have a girl that I just might enjoy a conversation, and like I might just kick it with her, and we get drunk together, and we have a great time. You know what I'm saying?
And that's your relationship.
And that's our relationship. You know, it ain't all about having sex with me, because at the end of the day, we can fuck anybody, but like it's all about having a cool vibe with chicks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The baddest chick in the world could be like boring as fuck.
That's true. They usually are. Oh, moving right along.
Princess also called out that Morgan is the one that released the sold the tapes to TMZ about the Donald Sterling situation.
Oh, with
V-Stiviano.
V-Stiviano.
Mm-hmm. She also said, I mean,
what was that check like?
Right.
I know, right?
Right.
She also went out to say that Morgan was going to give Princess nude pictures of Tierra Marie to put out.
That shit is lame.
Silence.
I mean, I don't know. After seeing Morgan show Masika the pictures of Nikki before her makeover, I'm looking at her like, girl, why are you doing all that? I come off messy.
Yo, those pictures is crazy, though, right?
Really, that was fucked up.
But you know what? I got something to say, though, in Nikki's defense. At the end of the day, if a bitch had the money that she had, they would do the same motherfucking thing. So y'all can sit here and try to hate on Nikki all you want. I saw that shit in person. That bitch is bad.
Yeah, she is a
that
bad
bitch.
That
bitch is bad. Her shit's probably like $30,000 to $50,000, nigga. You can't even see that on your yearly motherfucking paycheck, okay? So don't come for her.
And she's really nice too.
She's nice, she's sweet, and she makes her own motherfucking money. The bitch is driving a Bentley. Don't come for this bitch. You wish you could be on her side. Queen, let Berg talk. Okay.
What you gotta say, Berg?
Nah, she really a nice girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because y'all gonna see some shit that go on with their situation. You know, like, I can't give away her storyline, but it's pretty interesting what happens from here. You know, like, with this whole Love and Hip Hop thing, it's like, man, it's just like, it's ascending. It ain't really like, oh, because you thought it might have kicked off with a bang when Ray J went and dumped that box. Like, that shit was funny as hell. Like,
yeah,
I was literally sitting outside waiting to go in the scene for like hours, and like that happened and it just ruined everything, you know. And it was like, okay, you can go home. But the thing is that, man, Nikki's story kind of changes, you know. Everybody's situation kind of takes a crazy turn. Like, this is the beginning.
So I just got a Twitter comment. Oh, good.
Oh, what? You and Ray J don't have a scene together. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's coming.
Okay. Yeah. Like, they made money together. They got a hot song.
It's coming. Yeah. And he's a damn fool in the scene, too. Like, you know, we're talking. We just have me. I don't know if I can say that.
Okay, don't go in, because Mona be slicing and dicing motherfuckers.
She pays attention to everything.
Yes, she does. She fired me. Because she thought I ruined the scene. Word.
Oh.
And I didn't.
Hey,
but shut the fuck up.
Got a Twitter question, and they said, ask Berg about how he said he don't date dark-skinned girls.
Mm.
You know what? I'm going to keep it 100 with you. This is like, I'm going to give you the political correct answer first or whatever, but it's all real at the end of the day. I made a comment that I said I was in a situation where I was jokingly saying something or whatever, and it was taken, and what I said was hurtful. Like, that shit was fucked up. But I was a kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm 28 years old now. I said that shit 7 years ago. Oh, wow. So I feel like everybody, like, if a nigga go commit a crime and they do their time for it, like, I've been in hip-hop jail. Like, I'm just getting out of hip-hop jail. Like, let me live. I've done my time. Now, the unpolitical correct answer that my publicist sitting to the right of me probably won't like is that, you know how much chocolate pussy done sat on my face before in my life? Like, let's be real here. Like, you know, Bria Miles is my girlfriend.
Everyone tenses up over there.
I tongue kissed her in a video. I've dated several dark skinned women. I don't even understand what you're talking about. Like, why don't y'all get some groupie tales? Ask about me on the road. Figure out, like, come on, put something together. Cause they just going on and on with that. And it's just disgusting because, I mean, I've already apologized for it. And I think I've ate enough pussy to get back. You can get back from it.
And like, does she call now? Alright, let's move on. Alright, so Beyonce and Jay-Z apparently might be working on a secret album in Paris.
Right.
Okay, please, guys, just take 2 years off and then come back with that secret album. Next, Big Sean dropped this video yesterday. It's called Paradise. Have you checked this out?
Nah, I haven't.
Have you heard the song?
Yeah, you know, I think Mike Will did the beat. Shout out to him. Shout out to Big Sean. It sounds pretty crazy to me.
Alright, so let's take a look. This is Big Sean Paradise.
Yeah. stunt so hard. I always wanted to ride that whip. I always wanted to fuck that bitch. Thank you God I fucked that bitch. I always wanted to live this life. I always wanted to wear that ice. I always wanted paradise. I always wanted paradise. Look. Now it don't take a lot to make you rich. I'm addicted to a lot of crazy shit. But I feel like money is the best drug. Sometimes hate can be the best love. Walking in like I got cameras on me. Niggas can't control me, ain't no handles on me. Shit don't get out of hand, it get handled, homie. Got a pretty young girl look like Janet on me. She a pretty penny and she know I'm doing numbers till we crash up the whole database. I bring it home like I'm base to base. The base closet looking like Planet of the Bay. The names.
Big Ooh. Sean Paradise. No, y'all liking it?
Yeah, I'm like, I like it. I think it's, but it's giving me a little bit of Migos. Is that his name? Migos or a little bit with that flow.
Hello.
Who's that?
That's the Migos.
Yeah, Migos, yeah. Migos. But I think that shit is dope.
Yeah, shit was tight.
All right, next. Neo, Juicy J just dropped a video. She Knows. I really like the beat to this.
You know, from the moment she turned around, she know how to back it up and drop it down. She know, she what all the fellas looking at. Cause they know, soon as a song come on, it's a rap. Yeah. And she loves.
There you go. Neo, Juicy J, She Knows. Into it?
I love it. It was cool.
I like it a lot. Queen, how you feeling? You quiet
Fake
over there.
Jason Derulo.
I like it. I just feel like people are praising strippers. I used to be a dancer when I was younger. I'm going to keep it 100. And it wasn't nothing to be proud of, kid. I think these days, these motherfuckers want to see you twerking and bending it over and popping it and showing all your shit, and then you get wifed up.
Stripping got diamond through school, though, so it could be a positive thing.
I mean, and that's fine that it does that, but my thing is this. Why does every music video... It just, like, I miss, like, the 90s or, like, the early 2000s when music videos, like, I feel like had a story. Now it's, like, everyone puts out these videos where it's, they're in the strip club. I mean, I guess it's just money.
Just throwing
honestly,
money on hoes.
That's the easiest
holes.
Thing to probably
throwing
take.
Money on hoes and giving these bitches, telling these girls who's out here hearing this shit, which we're going to discuss about because I want us to play that new Usher joint next week.
Oh.
We'll talk about that. But I feel like they're praising these girls, praising strippers. And I feel like they're telling these young girls, it's okay to go in a club. It's okay to show your pussy. It's okay to show your titties. It's okay
it's
to
not.
Pop it like it's hot. At the end, I mean, I always show my titties because I love them. But,
yeah, okay.
So, but at the end of the day, I feel
bet
like.
You got a pretty little paint box down there, too.
And it's freshly, freshly waxed.
But at the end of the day, I just feel like they shouldn't be. Burke shouldn't be on the show with me. You already know. But I feel like they shouldn't be telling these young girls are thinking, give me a 30-inch weave. Let me take some pole dancing classes. Then I'm going to go make money. And then my man is going to come and take me out the club and I'm going to have a good life. Hmm. This is the delusion that we're living
what
with.
What if she diamond from the Players Club? Though?
Well, bitch,
well,
diamond from the Players Club.
There's only been one.
Well, at the end of the day, diamond from the Players Club can't keep a man in real life. Let's move on.
And we will on that note.
We're not fighting that battle.
On that note. All right, Berg, let's talk about you.
Okay.
All right, so 2014, you have a new single called Gotta Know.
Yeah, that's one of them.
In 2014, Love & Hip Hop is pushing on the TV to keep yourself separated from the TV world and stay focused in the music world. Mm-hmm. What do you want to bring this year that you haven't brought in the past?
Oh, man. Well, I got a lot of big projects coming out that I'm looking forward to. Like, well, Meek is about to get out of jail. I got a crazy record on him, and Chris Brown is pretty crazy. I got a few different things with Nicki Minaj that's coming out on this Pink Print that's crazy. And then just putting out good music to end the year off right. I have a single also. Gotta Know is just something I threw out there just to leak or whatever, because I think it's a great record. Mm-hmm. But then I have a single called Ain't My Fault that I'm actually premiering on Power 106 and next Tuesday. So, I mean, I'm just going at it. You know, I'm just showing young people that, man, I'm working on everybody. K. Michelle's new album is about to drop that I got to join on there too as well. I got like several different releases that's about to come out, and they all like the fourth quarter, so it's the big heavyweight people. So I'm interested to be one of the people that's on Love & Hip Hop that's actively doing something with these type of credible people. I don't know if anybody, not to disrespect anyone, has been doing the things to the caliber of what I'm doing right now behind the scenes as well. You know, like, I love Stevie J, but like, his records were prior to the Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, it was 90s. Like,
I'm the only character on Love & Hip Hop, I think, that has been actively working
songs
with
songs on the radio.
Yeah, like, come on, like, I got like
Tamar Braxton.
Stop it. Come on, stop it. Oh yeah, speaking of Tamar, hi Tamar, I like you.
Okay, so you're a writer, producer, rapper, artist. I mean, how do you keep those separate? How do you, as an artist, keep to Young Berg and not allow the writing and producing for other people to kind of leak into your
craft? I just think it's all entertainment at the end of the day. Like, I'm on television to entertain people. When I go in as a writer, it's to entertain the person I'm trying to get to buy the record so they can entertain you with the song that they're going to do on top of it. So it's just all under the same umbrella. And personally, like, I was just built for this shit. Like, I've been doing this. I got my first record deal when I was 15 years old to Def Jam Records through DMX, you know. So I've been doing this, and I've been grinding for a long time. Like, I've been in hip-hop purgatory. I've been in hip-hop detention, hip-hop jail. I've been at the height of the heights. Me and Ray J sold 7.5 million with Sexy Can I, and I hated that song. Like, I really didn't like it, and that's the first time I've ever met Tierra Marie in my life. So it's just like a lot of crazy things that come along with being me, but at the end of the day, I mean, I'm a survivor. Like, I get to it, I'm gonna get a check regardless. Believe that.
And you say you get put into purgatory or, you know, hip-hop jail.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's something that we talk about often here is, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, we have to create this mindset in for ourselves, because no one's helping us out. No one's patting us on the back. It's just you. So when you get in that position and you feel like, wow, I just sold this many records and now I'm here, like, or you feel that you're here, how do you get out of that stuck place?
Man, I mean,
like, when you look negatively at yourself and everyone ain't looking at you like
that.
But
a lot of the things that happened in my shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was really like, I was kind of like the victim of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was in White World doing pop records, they'd have been like, yeah, sue on Britney Spears or something like that. Like, people lost interest in me because I was robbed or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I caught a bad, but I just walked in the club and the host of club security just beat me up. Like, I don't got shit to do with the fact that every song that I've ever released has went gold or platinum.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just period, you know? So I just think that people in urban world, they kind of look at like the first thing that happens or the things that happen, they just go with it and then it'll just leave a stain on your career. But I mean, I'm living proof. Like, I'm a testimony for everybody. Like, yo, you can make it through all the bullshit, like, for real. Like, we got like 5.3 million people watching us on Love & Hip Hop, and I'm working with Nicki Minaj, Puff. I'm working with all the top people right now, and it's just a blessing. Like, I made it, you know?
Mm. And not only that, they don't even know that behind the scenes money is the best money, because you get paid first before the talent.
Yeah.
Hello.
Now, when it comes to producing and writing, who's an artist that you really like working with?
Oh, man. Right now, I can't even front. It's Nicki. Like, I'm kind of like focused on this Pink Print, you know what I'm saying? And more than that, she's like a big sister to me, you know what I'm saying? So our relationship is a little bit different. The dynamics, like, certain people, like, when I work with Meek, I might not be in the studio with Meek. I might just do a hook or whatever, like, and then I'll send him a hook, or I might just send him a beat, and or I send his A&R or something, and it works like that. Me and her really go in the studio. Like, she'll give me beats, or I'll play her beats. It's a different, whole different level of what we got going on. So it's amazing.
What do you really like about her creatively that you didn't expect?
She's Nicki Minaj, my nigga.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
All right. So this is Gotta Know. We're going to take a listen to this.
Yeah, let's do that.
And it's featuring Kevin Ryder.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Kev. You know what I'm saying?
Cause I need somebody who can stand by me what it feel like?
You can let me know the real, baby.
Do it feel like?
You never wanna leave here, baby.
Cause I got you, girl, I got you.
Doing everything you said you won't. Ain't been home in 72 hours. Every day, I done bought you new clothes.
Hold up.
I know you got a man, I know. But I don't think he can handle you. I know you made plans, I know. But listen up, I got plans with you. He don't do you like me. He don't love you like me. He don't hit it from the back of your ear like me. And girl, you know I need.
Young Bird, Kevin Ryder, gotta know.
But lady, you know, I make nasty ass, throw your legs back, get the pussy.
I was just about to say, do you throw that on to warm the pussy up?
I got some other favorites, but you know, that's in my archive. But I mean, that's one of the ones that's kind of like, I just like making songs that's just, it's like fuck music, you know? Yeah. That's
and
my shit.
I love that song. It brings you to like this nostalgic place. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that place is, but it brings me to a nostalgic place. I'm gonna put my homegirl out right now. I said, hey, yo, Young Bird got a new song out. And she was like, what is it? Gotta know. I play it. She's like, is he singing? He's on TV talking to all these girls, and now his single is about he ain't gotta know. He gonna sleep with some other man's girl.
Yeah.
Right, she was like, I don't want to listen to it. And I was like, all right. She asked me to use my computer. I went to go look at the playlist that she burnt.
Guess what song number three was?
Yeah. Well, shout out to her, man. You know, salute. You know what I'm saying? She might. You need that in your playlist. Sometimes that's that touch and bust play. You know.
So you're gonna premiere a new song next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's called Ain't My Fault. Like, this is gonna be so crazy. It's the shit. I wish I would have brought it right now, man. I'm tripping.
And then when can we expect like a video coming from you?
It's coming real soon. You know, we're gonna shoot the video as well in the process. Shout out to my girl Yessie Ortiz. She's behind the record. She's gonna break the record, you know, so this is a big look for all of us. And like, man, you know, records usually don't break in California. They really make their way out here. So for me to start in the West, it kind of feels organic, like how Sexy Lady was. Like, I didn't have a deal and Sexy Lady was like the number one song out here on the radio. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
it was like a dope moment. So I just want to relive that and just go ahead and like provide more music for you to go out and fuck something to.
Where are you from and what's your ethnicity?
I'm from Chicago and I'm black.
All the way.
Yeah. People think I'm Dominican.
Like,
I'm just Spanish or something.
It's because your Wikipedia says that you have Puerto Rican.
Nah, man. I'm just all black, man. I'm from the south side of Chicago, 84th and Justine, man. You know, right by Harold's Chicken. I'm right here.
What's your stance? I mean, because actually, if I think about it, we were talking about Trina earlier today, and that Trina doesn't really get the credit, I feel, that is due, because she's been in the game for... How long?
A long time.
You know?
The 90s.
And when I look at you, if you really think about it, you've been consistent from when you came out to here.
Yeah.
So within that, you've seen a lot of changes in music.
Right.
And you were around when the video was actually still good.
Mm-hmm.
For you, what do you like about music now, and what don't you like about music?
I like what's going on now. Just like, man, a lot of young guys are being real creative. Like, and I've always like prided myself on being a young dude that was like a visionary that was like, all right, I'm gonna go out here and sign talent. And like, all my songs I ever came out with were produced by younger guys with myself that I went and found, like, whether it be via Twitter, like, you know, and just things of that nature. So I'm feeling like the Travis Scotts and like Metro Boomin and like these young guys that I work with or whatever. What I don't like about the game is that just the politics. Like, I don't like suits, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love all the executives, I love y'all. But I just like being creative, and I'm necessarily not really a fan of just, like, industry standards, or we gotta do this to do this, or A has to connect to B to make sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like if it's a good feeling, it's a good vibe, and you should just go with it.
What artists are out right now are you into?
Rihanna, I love her. Shout out to her. I was doing some writing on her project as well. Shout out to all the people at Rock Nation. Chris Brown is amazing, you know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj, up and coming, like, not even up and coming, like, Travis Scott might be one of my favorite artists right now, you know, that just listen to. I think that his creativity and how he's pushing the culture forward musically is something I really like about it, and that's what the things I'm trying to do, which is, like, moving forward. And, man, just Tinashe, you know, every bad little chick in the game, run it.
It seemed like everything that you're naming right now is R&B, even though you rap, but I think you love that R&B flow with rap. I think you feel like that is the two things that has to go together to represent you. Is that right?
Of course, you know, like Drake is one of my favorite guys too, and he just shows you like a creative way to incorporate melody with lyrics as well. If you don't got no melody, then chicks love lyrics, but it ain't really like, it's certain times and moments when lyrics really work. Like when Meek did the intro to his album like you can see chicks like, hold up, wait a minute, going crazy. But I don't really like, ain't no chick just finna rap some super lyrical, miracle ass shit without no melody into it, you know what I'm saying, for 3.5 minutes. So let's not get confused. Like, I make music just strictly to either something that I'm catering to what an artist wants, or my direct hit is just to make vagina wet around the world. So like, that's what my whole purpose is.
We gonna call you the leaker.
Young Berg the leaker.
Young Berg the pussy leaker.
Oh shit.
Alright, so when all your new music comes out, where can everybody find that?
Oh man, it's gonna be everywhere. You gotta get on iTunes or whatever, and then deeper than that, man,
website.
I'm pretty active with everything, and I do pretty much on Instagram and Twitter, so follow me on Instagram at Hitmaker. You can watch the crazy shit that I do. I take a lot of selfies because I think that it's a thirst trap, and my mom said I was beautiful. And shit, you know, I just be doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, Twitter, like, that's where you can find most of the shit for right now.
All right, I have a really important question for you.
Uh-huh.
Who has the holy grail?
Who?
What female has the holy pussy in your mind? In Berg's mind, if you could just have a pussy, what pussy would it be?
I don't kiss and tell.
I knew he was gonna say that
because it might slow me down. I haven't had it yet, so if I told,
that's because he ain't never been with a big girl. All right, go ahead.
Stop lying to yourself. I've been with a big girl before. Like, are you crazy? I love a hug. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done been. So, I mean, I haven't found it yet, so I don't kiss and tell either. You know, like, let the girls do that. That's what the girls do.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get into the six mix. Six songs that came out this week that y'all need to go out and download. First one, Pleasure P with Pink Crush Velvet. I've never really been a Pleasure P fan, but I was into this song.
Say, first of all, I wanna be more than just friends. So, baby, turn the lights off. Now, shall we begin? Put your high heels on and follow me. Cause I don't wanna wait another day. You ready to scream? You better be. Cause, girl, I just might do the same.
Pleasure P, Pink Crush Velvet. What y'all thinking?
I like it.
Shout out to P. Yep.
Nice little slow sex trap. Preach 407, Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
They roll me a blunt. They roll
let me
a blunt.
See what spring is like. Gone Jupiter and Mars.
You didn't even think I'd cry like a spaceship.
Let me play
push
among
the stars.
You are all I long for. All I worship and adore.
Drop the tar, flex hard. Get money, nigga.
Fly Me to the Moon, Preach 407. Y'all gotta check that out. It gets doper than that.
Yeah, because I haven't heard any lyrics,
horrible.
So I can't really
give
you a shout out. You said that was horrible?
Yeah, that was horrible.
There's no lyrics, we don't know what the hell they sound
like. We can only play 45 seconds.
Of course. It's all good.
Moving on from that. I like this one. This is probably my favorite song of this. Vince Staples featuring Teyana Taylor, Limos.
Faded off the liquor limousines, waiting in the front, looking for a nigga with the green. always shining in the club, trying to trade a hoe's life for the red rose life. I'll be raw dice, but a seed ain't what you want. 18 years with a check coming every month. Every step you take will get you closer to the paper. Pay attention to the ones known, the Marilyn Monroe's. Use their wombs as ways to move forward.
I like it.
I love it.
He gives me a little, he sounds a little like Sean, what's the rapper, Sean John?
Big Sean,
and he sound like Young Bird. He sound Sean like Young Bird John. And Big Sean a little mixed together. I think he's dope.
Him. That was tight, man.
I'm just mad now. We watched a Snoop Dogg interview with 50 Cent.
Yes.
And Snoop talks about every song that you listen to nowadays makes you go like this. And then I really catch myself.
Is how going,
All right, next, Jessie J. I had to give her, well, not only that, we share her name together, but this girl is so slept on. She's awesome. Can sing her ass off. She just about to drop her record, and this one is actually with De La Soul.
Wow. Called Seal Me With The Kids. She got that bang bang with Nicki, man. Yep. That was a huge record, man.
To think you can strut past me without lips trying to link. We know the lip service gets them tingling in nervous system. Every spot of ink on your legs and arms is all minor charm, and I plan to be in it from every second of the minutes. Independent like record contracts.
Jessie J, De La Soul, Seal It With Me With A Kiss.
Throwback.
I'm excited for her album. When I say slept on, my thing is with the Bang Bang track, I'm so thankful that Nicki and Ariana teamed up for that, because before that I just felt like nobody was like checking dope. For her like
she's
that.
Amazing. She's she an dope. Amazing singer. Amazing singer.
All right, so ASAP Rocky just dropped a joint. It's called Multiply. And I could have swore I heard this in the club like 2 months ago, but apparently it dropped this last week, so we're gonna listen ASAP Rock. So crack in the living room, niggas toe tag, so gats for a living, do rag, keep a red or blue flag in the dinner. When you be with me, the one to shoot that you in a minute. Come to Harlem if you never seen Baghdad. First place seen a nigga sell crack at. Real hustlers don't sleep, take cat nap. Shorty with the shoddy limping like you got a bad bag. Even in my will, keep it real. Dug in my feel to the day I feel. Keep it trill, anything I feel. Youngest train to kill, aiming, banging still, and slinging krills. Shake it off for Satan just to paint the nails and pay her.
Yeah.
I ain't
really
fucking with that Ben Trill. Swear them niggas booty like tip drill. No. Nah.
You know, black folk with Satan now. See, you know, black folk, and you throwing Satan out there. You know, you just closed my ears immediately to made us say the blood of Jesus. Like, I have never been an ASAP.
I cannot with you.
I'm sorry. I have never been an ASAP Rocky fan, especially after I saw him standing in the pendulum doing his little thing. So the blood of Jesus to ASAP Rocky, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say.
I think song was dope.
Look at the hair flip. I hate you. Man, I can't do anything with you.
Sorry, what would you say, Sean?
I liked it. I fuck with it.
I thought it was dope.
He says, shake it off of Satan, but the Jesus.
It's entertainment.
Okay, it's always entertaining. You saw that blood moon? We're not going to go there.
Girl, you're going to take tarot cards out here and read his
no, damn tarot? Yeah, you know what I see in his future? I see in his future new pussy.
All right. Well, he's going to leave here a happy man then. All right, you feeling the track? Multiply?
You know, I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? It was cool, but I understand what she was saying. Like, I'm Team Jesus all the way, but you know what I'm saying? Shout out to ASAP, you know?
All right, this last one is Destructo, and it's featuring Problem. And this is interesting to me because Waka Flocka is trying to kind of head into this direction. So I'd like to see, I'm interested to see what's going to come out of this sound. Let's take a listen. This is called Dare You to Move.
Watch 295 on the 15. Try crazy like a nigga 15. High as fuck, yeah, I'm about to hold it. Oh Lord, I don't wanna see the police. Cause nobody's home, I'm gone. Never OFF, I'm on. Talking nasty on my phone. She like, what kind of drugs you on? None. I'm just a guy who likes to have fun. And you seem like you wanna have none. So I'm done. But talking to your ass, let me call another bitch up. Damn, about to crash, almost ran into a pickup. Yeah, I raise your hands, it's a motherfucking sticker. Dare you to move.
Destructo featuring Problem. What y'all thinking?
I thought it was dope. It was good for Problem too. He that could kind of cross him over.
Yep.
That's I don't even know who Problem is, but I think this is. Let's move on. I think this is a good dance song, especially if you high in a club.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
makes you be like, woo, this is, huh? This make you want to stand on the couch and just be like, wilding out, not caring. This is sticks. After this is after a few drinks, you'll be getting down to
I
that.
Ain't mad at it, because, like, I mean, I'm not mad at him for the idea, because it's like, man, anybody take that risk, and then if you really, them type of records, if you get one.
Yeah, it's big.
Man, it's a rap.
It lasts for
like,
years.
Like, years. If you get one of them, you say, fuck rapping, for real. Fuck everything. Fuck everybody, in fact.
Mm-hmm. Is that a sound that you see a lot more hip-hop artists kind of leaning towards?
Nah.
No?
Not really, because people have already typecasted it, like, you're going pop, or you're trying to mm-hmm. do that. Right. But, I mean, I think if it works for whoever, it works for whoever. I'm happy to see, like, young black men get money, and anybody get money, period, for that. Mm-hmm.
Word. Well, Berg, thank you for coming through today. We appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
If you could just tell everybody at home where to catch Love and Hip Hop, where to catch all your new music.
Yo, catch Love and Hip Hop, VH1 at 8 p.m. on Monday. I'm in a Love Pentagon. I do what the fuck I want to do, aka wait for me to turn up, because I haven't really took it there yet. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hazel. Keep making me more famous. Give me more Instagram followers. Boo, I love you and your nose and everything that comes along with you. And then shit, man. Like, man, the music is coming crazy. Look out for all the projects that I'm working on.
Tuesday, Power 106.
Yeah, Power 106 Tuesday. Ain't my fault. Shout out to Yessie Ortiz. We gonna premiere that thing. And man, you know, I'm just looking forward to just being a different voice for people. Like, women want a real man, so I'm gonna be real with every woman that you encounter me with from here on out on television. Stay tuned.
And what's your Instagram handle?
A Hitmaker, HITMAKA.
There you go. You guys make sure you guys hit me up at DJ Jesse J.
Hit me up at Queen Wink.
Sean Allen __.
And then make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys make sure you guys hit us back same time, same place next week. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.